Chapter 1. I come from a family with a lot of dead people. Great-uncle Adisto keeled over with a stroke on Saturday morning after breakfast last March. 6 months later, great-great-aunt Florentine died. Just like that, in the vegetable garden. And, of course, there are all the dead people who rest temporarily downstairs until they go off to the Snapfinger Cemetery. I'm related to them, too, Uncle Adisto always told me.
Everybody's kin, Comfort, he said.
Downstairs at Snowburgers, my daddy deals with death by misadventure, illness, and natural causes galore. Sometimes I ask him how somebody died. He tells me, then he says,
It's not how you die that makes the important impression, Comfort. It's how you live. Now, go live a while, honey, and let me get back to work.
But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me back up. I'll start with Great-Uncle Adisto in last March, since that death involves me. I witnessed it. It was March 27, the first day of Easter vacation. I had just finished deviling eggs in the upstairs kitchen. Uncle Adisto and I were planning the first picnic of spring. My best friend, Declaration Johnson, would be joining us. I was sitting at the kitchen table, scarfing down my chocolate Buzz Krispies. Uncle Adisto licked the end of his pencil and scribbled onto the crossword puzzle in the Aurora County News. Daddy and Mama were working. Great-great-Aunt Florentine had just sneaked her ritual piece of bacon from the paper-toweled rack by the stove. "I'm off to the garden, darlings," she said.
"I feel a need to sing to the peas."
She kissed Great-Uncle Adisto's head. He looked up from his crossword puzzle and sang, to the tune of Oh, Susanna,
"Oh, Peasanna, don't you cry for me."
I laughed with my mouth full of cereal. Aunt Florentine blew me a kiss, and she drifted out of the room, singing to herself,
"For I come from Mississippi with a moon pie on my knee."
"Moon pie,"
said Uncle Adisto, poising his pencil over the crossword puzzle.
"That's it. 24 across."
The sky had been clouding up all morning, but I was ignoring all signs of rain. A grumble of thunder brought my dog Dismay to the kitchen, where he shoved himself at my feet under the table, pressed his shaggy black body against my legs, and shuddered.
"Oh, now, doggy,"
said Great-Uncle Adisto, peering under the table at Dismay.
"You don't have to worry about no thunder. It's a beautiful day for a picnic."
Uncle Adisto was always optimistic.
"Yes, sir,"
he said, smiling at me.
"A picnic at Listening Rock should be just about perfect today."
Then, crack went the thunder, sizzle went the lightning, and boom, the sky opened wide and rain sheared down like curtains. Dismay scrambled for my lap, bobbling the kitchen table on his back.
"Whoa, doggy,"
called Great-Uncle Adisto. He steadied the table as Dismay yelped and tried to get out from under the table and on to me. "Down, Dismay," I shouted. Milk sloshed out of my bowl, and I made a mighty push back in my chair. Dismay's toenails clawed my legs, and his thick coat crammed itself into my nose as my chair tipped sideways with me and Dismay in it. Ugh! The air left my body. My Snowburgers baseball cap popped right off my head, and there I was, lying on the kitchen floor with a 65-pound dog in my face. He stuck his shaggy snout into my neck and shivered. An obituary headline flashed into my mind. Local girl, 10, done in by storm, and petrified pet. Into the middle of all this commotion clomped my little sister Mary, wearing Mama's high heels and a red slip that pooled around her feet. I peeked at her from under my dog blanket. As soon as she saw me, her eyebrows popped high and her mouth rounded into a tiny O of surprise.
"Dead," she said.
"No," I said. I spit out dog hair. It was fine and silky and tasted like the cow pond.
You all right, Comfort?
Great Uncle Disto towered over me. He wore fat blue suspenders, and I could smell his old person aftershaving smell. I'm okay. My head hurt. My plans were ruined. My dog was overwrought. But other than that, I was fine.
Comfort, chirped Mary.
Move, Dismay. I pushed at him, but Dismay was glued to me like Elmer's. He gave my face 3 quick licks with his wet tongue, as if to say, Yup, it's thunder. Yup, it's thunder. Yup, it's thunder.